Bienvenidos, all my beautiful people out there, to another episode of Los Compas Podcast. Hey, another different episode here. As you can tell, Los Compas are finally together, man. We're finally doing a live in-person podcast with each other, man. How are my compas doing today?
I'm chilling, you know. It's a Victoria kind of day, but we're chilling out here. I'm glad to see you guys.
Hell yeah, brother. I thought you guys were going to give me a lot more excitement, but you guys seem like you guys don't want to be here right now. What's going on here, man?
I'm here against my free will. I've been abused all morning by these guys. For the record, it is 10:30 and we're like 3 beers in.
Hell yeah. Oh. Yeah,
this is not cool. Okay, I've lied. We're 2 beers in. I'm sorry.
Shout out Victoria if you guys want to sponsor us. Hey, I'm down.
If any beer company wants to sponsor us.
If anybody in general.
Any sponsorship, we'll take it.
I'm down for anything, bro. Give us a Blue Chew. Blue Chew, if you guys want to sponsor us, my boy Miguel could definitely use your products.
What? Excuse me? Wait, isn't Blue Chew what I think it is?
I don't know. What is it, Miguel?
Hey, it's a male enhancement. Oh, shit.
I don't know. We should ask your guys as a girl to see what they think. Maybe you guys need them.
I'll take some. I mean, it doesn't hurt.
Nah, bro. All natural, baby. I don't need that shit.
All natural, 2 pumps. Let's go.
Pump, 2 pump chump.
Exactly. They don't call me the 2 pump chump for nothing, bro. I'm a champ.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to go too far.
Yeah, what Anand said earlier, this is exciting, though. We haven't seen each other in a good minute. The alcohol's already hitting, guys. I'm sorry. But yeah, we haven't seen each other in a good minute. This is pretty exciting. This is our first in-person podcast. We're making it work. This is pretty sick. I hate these guys.
If feelings are hurt today, I'm sorry.
If any feelings are hurt?
Usually I have a... You know, I have the internet to help me out.
We're usually behind the screen ready to roast each other, but now we're in person, so fist my fly over here, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of scared, I'm going to lie. I'm not going to talk about Miguel today, sorry.
We got Miguel the keyboard warrior, so let's see if he backs up his shit today.
We also have alcohol in our system, so we're more loose.
Hell yeah.
So what do you got going on for us today, man?
Shit, bro. I got a lot of good shit going on. We're going to have a lot of fun things that we're going to be doing today. But before that, I mean, we're here together in fucking person, guys. Like, all you people out there, we live pretty far apart. I live 4 hours away from these boys. Moises lives an hour away from Miguel. It's a very difficult task to get us all together. It's a lot of scheduling, and you know, Miguel, a lot of the times he just doesn't want to hang out with us, so...
Oh, don't even get me started on Miguel and his scheduling.
That's not the case. I just don't like driving, so, you know. These guys made the sacrifice of driving out here to me, so it's great.
You know what the funny part is, though, Miguel? You weren't even in this town at the beginning of the day.
True.
Well then, all right. I got no defense on that one.
Yeah, like we're recording in your hometown, and somehow you weren't even in your hometown.
This is all of your guys' hometowns.
Crazy.
Actually, no. It's your hometown.
I'm saying, like, we're recording here, and you live here, and yet this morning were not here.
I went on an expedition, bro. I went into some other nature. I went on a walk.
That's a long
My
walk.
Boy wanted to
That's
find.
That's a long walk.
He wanted to find himself before he hung up.
I know.
Last time he had to find himself, we went to Mission Peak.
We almost lost some people.
I almost lost my life that day.
Damn.
It was a rough hike, and it was raining.
Look, the way up was chill, super chill, super easy, you know, nice chill hike. The way down, it started raining, and that whole trail was just dirt, so it became mud.
Oh, shit.
And we were sliding down. And when I say sliding, we were sliding.
Bro, like, my phone fell into the mud, and it was buried.
Dang.
But we found it, and then I almost fell off the edge.
He almost slid off the ledge. Like, we were literally
like, I'm not saying this to hype up the story. Like, I almost was not here anymore.
So question for you, Miguel. Like, if that were to happen, like, if you fell off or you slid off, would you go back for him, or would you just?
I'd probably just call 911 because it was just a roll down the hill. I think he'd been fine.
Yeah,
I mean, there was a lot of trees down there. Yeah. He might have hit a tree or two.
Okay,
and we're talking about like. Probably like a 300-foot roll down the hill, you know?
Damn.
A football field, at least. Yeah, I'm not going down there for him.
Hey, but also, shout out to Ian, who was saving me. I mean, you guys, you know Ian. Scrawny little kid.
Shout out, Ian.
This tiny-ass guy is the guy that, you know, was going to save me. While Miguel was out there up front, like, he's gone. Let him go.
For the record, I was already, like, way further than them. Because I was actually going with the mud. I was sliding down the hill, you know? I was good. Yeah. I had good balance. And then I turn around, you know, and I see these guys sliding the wrong direction and falling off the hill. And I'm like, oh, no. So Ian was the closest to him technically, okay?
Yeah.
So if anybody was going to save him, it was him. You know?
Damn.
You know. But look, we're here now, unfortunately.
Damn. See, Miguel's always throwing shots. People think I'm the abusive one. Miguel doesn't even like to be around us.
True. Nah, he does. He does. He just...
For the record... He's abusive off camera. At least I'm doing it on camera so you guys can see the real me.
Wow.
Hey, before anything though, let me just give a quick shout out to our host here. He's behind the scenes right now. He's doing some work, but shout out to our boy Poli, who offered his place. He has a little man cave here for us to be able to record this like whole thing in. It's very, very, very nice spot. I really appreciate him for having us here. Because honestly, we would have probably just done this in the middle of the street if we didn't have somewhere to go. So shout out Poli.
We would have just done it at a park and then ducks be coming up like, hey, can I join the podcast?
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah. But Poli's like five mimosas deep over there right now, so he's barely hanging on.
My boy's doing work right now.
He's a marathon kind of guy, you know. Five mimosas, that's nothing, you know.
We're talking about five mimosas in 30 minutes. How's that a marathon? That's a sprint.
No, he's just ahead of the pack. Like, he has a fast pace, and then he slows down at the end. I've been there, you know. I mean, not a marathon, but...
You run a marathon somewhere?
No, just drink a lot.
Oh.
Okay. I'm a marathon drinker.
Oh, are you now?
It's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot.
It is.
And yeah, shout out to the cabin. That's when we did the marathon jigging, honestly.
Oh, shout out to the cabin. Hey, cabin experience 2.0 next year?
Shout out to your girls over there on day three.
True.
Bunch of alcoholics.
For the record, we also have Anand's fiance, Monica, in the audience over there right now.
She's going to be participating pretty soon. She has a little game for us, so...
She has to defend herself after all the crap talk to her.
All she does is play games. What you mean?
Damn.
Hey, but they're fun games. They're fun games.
Oh, is that what you call them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Naughty. Oh, okay. Wait, let's stop there. Okay, let's stop there.
What do you mean? Anyway. I don't know where you're going with this one. I'm saying mental games.
He said naughty.
Yeah, naughty, bro. Naughty. I'm going to be straightforward.
Are you a naughty or a nice kind of guy?
Are you on Sanchez's
depends.
List?
Depends. If I want good gifts, I'm definitely a nice kid.
I don't know.
We're going to have Santa Claus next month.
Yeah.
2 months.
Well,
I guess he has to get ready.
He has to make the preliminary cuts, you know?
Do you think he'll make the cut this year? Have you been a good boy?
Hell yeah, bro. I've been a very good boy.
We'll find out.
See, this is why you guys are not going to make the cut.
What do you mean?
Because you guys are bullies.
How are you bullies? We're just stating facts.
Nah, fam. You guys, it's false facts.
False facts. Those are not facts.
False facts. We're asking. They're questions.
And I don't have answers for them.
There you go.
I don't have answers for them.
Liar number one. Way to go.
Hey, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like you guys know me very well. So you know what? I brought a very fun game for you guys today. I wanted to see how we've been friends for a long time, man. For a very long time. So I want to see how well we truly know each other. We have a couple questions for each one of us, and tailored specifically for the person. Maybe a little generic, but we're going to be answering questions, and we're going to see who knows Miguel better, who knows Moises better, who knows me better.
Who made these questions?
Don't worry about it.
If he made them, then you know, you already have an advantage.
He has a head start.
I know. I have literally no idea what these questions are. I have the same knowledge as you guys, which is none.
I don't know, bro. You tend to be a cheater sometimes.
So we got Monica, my fiance, in the background. She's going to be answering questions. She's going to be asking questions. So she's going to choose a random person first. The question is going to be not for the person that she's asking for.
It's about that person.
It's going to be about that person. The other two compas are going to have to answer the question to see if we know that person. So,
gotcha.
You, Monica, choose whoever you want first. Who do you want to target? Who's the first victim?
So Miguel.
All right, Miguel's going to be the first person.
So these are questions about Miguel that Hernan and I will have to answer.
Exactly.
What is my middle name?
Ooh, you want to say it on three?
Yeah.
All right. One, two, three. Angel.
Okay, damn. They're right. What is my favorite beer?
Okay, this is a tough one.
I have one on the top of my
head. Yeah, I got to think about this one too.
I got one right now.
Okay, I think I got one too.
All right. One, two, three.
Pacifico. Nitro Stout. That's stout.
I said Pacifico. Who's right?
Huh.
Damn.
Next question.
neither of us, right?
Damn, I didn't even think about like IPAs or anything.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. Like, favorite beer is kind of tough.
Okay, see, here's the thing. Miguel doesn't like beer. Miguel doesn't like alcohol.
No, but man. I mean, what would you say your go-to beer is like if you went to the store and picked something up?
I just pick up whatever other people would want, basically.
All right, Miguel, stop being a people pleaser. What
would you get?
What would I get? I think I'd go with Coronitas, specifically Coronitas.
The little tiny ones, so he could avoid drinking as much beer. Damn.
Hey, we had those last week. They're pretty fire.
They taste better, and you finish them faster. They don't get warm.
It's the same shit, just in a smaller bottle.
Yeah, exactly. They don't get warm.
Okay, so neither of us get the point.
No, we both won. We both tied one.
I'm sorry. Right. You were close.
I'm close. Okay, I'll take it.
I'm recently into Pacifico, so it's like whatever, you know.
Hey, That's a half recently, a point, bro.
Okay, then I get a half a point too for being closer.
What?
I mean, he's not wrong.
Damn. Yeah. All right, whatever.
All right.
Move on. Jesus Christ.
Dang. So yeah, for the audience,
holy shit.
The question was, without looking at my IG, my Instagram, what is the last thing I posted?
Oof. Wait, it's not counting.
Does that include stories or just post?
Post. Instagram post.
Just Instagram post specifically.
Okay. All right. Three.
I think I know what the last thing I posted. Even know. Well, I don't post. That's all right, the problem.
Three, two, one. Selfie. Him at a rave.
And what did you say, Wayne?
I said selfie.
I said him at a rave.
Or maybe it's not a selfie, but it's a picture of you.
Can't believe you forgot this one.
The Los Compas hoodie?
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
Yeah.
I had a feeling too. That was my first go-to. But I don't know why in my head I thought I was like, he's been in more raves more recently than we took that picture.
He has not though.
I don't post raves though. I just put it in my story. I don't post my post.
Go to your previous post and tell me you don't post raves.
It's a Las Vegas photo with everyone.
Okay, but.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. The third post is a fucking rave.
So none of us get it. Okay, so we're both suck.
I mean, it was a selfie.
Technically. Oh, it was a selfie.
It was him. That is not a selfie.
Okay.
I said it was a picture of him.
No, he didn't.
It was a picture Nan took of me, guys.
This was straight up said. Rewind the footage, guys.
Have a point.
All the viewers. Nah.
So 1.5 to 1.
That does not count.
Actually, you're wrong because I don't take selfies. So.
Exactly.
I know you don't.
So that's a negative point right there.
All right. Well, Meron, you win this one.
No, you both get 1 point. What do you mean he wins? How did he win this one?
Well, if I get a negative point.
No, negative points. You guys tied at 1. You both don't know me. But those are hard questions.
We both don't know
I don't me. Even know the second one myself. So
we know Miguel equally in the end.
I'll take it.
And terribly.
I'm okay with that.
I'll take it. I know you somehow.
All right. Let's move on to the next person. Ooh, this is easy. Am I a morning person or a night owl?
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Night.
Hell yeah. That's right. That's correct.
Now wakes up at like noon. You know?
I wake up at night. I'm a night owl.
He wakes up at
six. His brain wakes up at night.
Yeah, he wakes up at 6 in the afternoon to get the day going.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
What kind of snacks do I prefer? Sweet or salty? Damn.
Okay. I'm ready. 3.
Do you know your answer?
Shit, I don't even know if I know my answer.
Oh my God.
Nah, go ahead.
3, 2, 1.
Salty.
Sweet. Yeah, that's sweet guy.
That's cat, bro.
I see you. But like snacks is like very broad. Like I have like a ranking system from like all my snacks, bro. Like if it's candy, obviously sweet.
Do you tend to go more towards candy or towards chips?
Hey, I'm a chip guy.
Okay, then you're salty.
That doesn't mean no.
Nah.
Really? I truly am a sweets guy.
Like,
I'm a sweets guy too, but for snacks, I'm not gonna go for sweets. I'm gonna go.
Then
for
why ain't you sweet in person, bro?
Facts.
Why?
We'll give that point to Moises, I guess.
I bet.
I'll take it.
Fuck. Damn, that's crazy. Because one of these guys actually went to it. So if he doesn't know it, that's crazy.
I don't know it. I'll tell you straight off the back. I don't know.
Nah,
it,
you gotta.
But I'm gonna try to get close.
All right. The question, everybody out there. What day did I get engaged?
Hey, you want to start? Want to start the month first, and then we'll go from there. See if we even have that right.
Do you even know the month?
I'm gonna say something.
Do I know the date? Obviously, I know the date. What the?
Yeah, what is?
What
it?
Is this person?
What is it then?
I can't say it.
Damn it.
Okay, let's say the month on 3.
I mean, what if I'm wrong though?
Me too. I mean, who cares?
Our month.
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1. November.
April. What the? Yo.
It was in November.
All right. Yeah. All right, you get half a point for now. Let's see if you can get the full point.
Okay.
It's in November.
Can I look at a calendar?
No.
I mean, how's that gonna help me?
What do you mean?
I didn't write it in. Can I look at a calendar to see?
No. You know how many days are in fucking November?
Yeah, but I need to know what weekend.
I think I know what day it was.
That's no, cheating. You don't.
All right, you can still get half a point. If you get the day, you get half a point.
I'm gonna say I think it's November 18th.
That's wrong.
11th.
That's also wrong. That's even further. He gets half a point for being closer.
Was it the 17th?
No, it was the 23rd.
It's because it was in the week of my mom's birthday. That's why I didn't go.
When's your mom's birthday?
November 19th.
I made sure to look at Monica just to make sure I was right.
He's wrong too?
Oh! Hey!
He's wrong too.
Huh?
Damn.
What was it, the 22nd?
For the record, Monica's saying Anand's wrong and that the 23rd is Monica's mom's birthday. So he's in shock right now, if you can see in the camera.
He shooketh.
Yeah, I'm shook right now. I need to know what it was in.
He's about to get dumped right now. Online. Because, it wasn't that far away.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, she's right. Yeah,
what year was
right.
it? 2020? 21, 21.
Okay, so look.
2 years ago.
Give me some.
3 years ago.
Yeah, give me some slack here, because there's like three different days that are literally back to back to back on that month that are like our engagement, her birthday, and then something else. I forget.
Here's what I have
I know, but you don't understand what I'm trying to say here.
No.
The 23rd is your birthday. So the number wrong, 23.
Just get over it.
I know.
Do you know why nobody understands why you're trying to say here? Because you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, yeah, I was wrong.
Which one of those dates is more important?
My birthday, March 30th. Everybody shout out my birthday.
That's not even November.
Yeah, everybody shout out my birthday.
You just asked what the more important.
Yeah.
Out of those three dates he just said, which one is the most important?
Well, clearly we know none.
It's okay. I get it, bro.
My birthday. Shout out March 30th. Hey, everybody. My Venmo is not kidding.
See, I'm not gonna lie. November 23rd sounded wrong because it sounded too far away from the 19th. I felt like I would have been able to go. It was closer to the 19th.
Okay, let's move on to the next person, guys. It looks like
2-1.
No, it was 1-1.
Negative 5 because he can't get his one day right.
Oh, true.
He just right. At 9 just lost all credibility. He lost 2-1. All points.
Right. 2-1.
Sick.
What is my shoe size?
It's a. I know it.
Me too.
All right. I hope you guys do.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
10 and a half.
10 and a half.
10.
We wear the same shoe.
Did your fucking foot shrink or what?
I'm a size 11.
No, you're not.
It grew?
These are size 11. All I wear is size 11.
Okay, that's.
We wear the same shoe size. No. We both went up to 11s.
That's tricky,
but
though.
But we wear 10 and a halves. We just have wide feet.
Exactly.
All right.
Shoe sizes are tricky, though, because like all shoes are kind of built different. So like you get a different shoe size for every foot.
I mean, so I used to be a 10 and a half for the longest time, and then
my boy just grew half an inch.
But I mean, for like the past few years, I've been 11. So, but Miguel was closer, so I'll give him half a point.
All right,
whatever. Because he was half a size off.
No, what the?
Half a point.
Okay.
And technically, I was right because he was 10 and a half.
How about you shut your mouth?
Okay.
How about that?
Look, I'm just so pissed that he got his own question wrong.
What's the last show he watched on Netflix? You want to repeat the question? Repeat the question.
Okay. So what is the last show that I watched on Netflix? You guys aren't going to get it.
I don't ask this man what the fuck he watches on his daily life.
Miguel has my Netflix account, so.
No, I don't.
Damn.
Oh, not anymore?
No, remember, because the sharing thing? Because the Netflix?
It still works with my family. But point being.
But they're your family. You used to live there. Your second location's there.
Okay, so you guys aren't going to get it.
The last show he watched on Netflix.
I'm going to just say some random shit, bro.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
The Office.
Big Brother.
It's not The Office?
Big Brother's not on Netflix, neither is The Office.
It is in some country.
Well, not this country.
Damn.
Can I get a second guess?
Can you get a second guess?
Hey, why does Moises have the hardest questions, bro?
Yeah, honestly, I had to think about my question.
For real.
I mean, let me go. Okay, you can double down. If you get it wrong,
hey, yo, zero your points. No, I'm cool.
Double learn it. Come on. Life is about risk.
If you get it wrong, you lose that half a point from the earlier.
Is it animated show or real
people
show?
No, you can't.
I'll let him have it. It's a real life.
Oh, no.
Real people.
Yeah, that's tough.
Last thing he watched on Netflix?
You guys aren't going to get it.
He watched the Game of Thrones, but that's HBO.
You guys aren't going to get it. Let's move on.
The Walking Dead.
No.
We're not going to get it. What is the answer?
Suits.
Oh, fuck is that? Oh, I've seen that on TikTok a couple times. Yeah, the lawyer.
Yeah, I've been watching that since TikTok. Like
with Mike Harvey? Or am I taking the wrong one?
Wait, Mark Harvey?
The character Mike.
No, he's...
Mike and Harvey, I mean, sorry.
Harvey Spector and then
Harvey
Mike Spector. Ross.
Yeah, Mike Ross. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch that on YouTube.
I've been binging it.
That's a good show.
It is. I like it. It is.
Yeah.
So, crazy. I'm on. Yeah, that's what I'm on.
Damn.
Dang it.
So, Miguel, you got 0 points now. Ooh, that should be an easy one. What car did I learn to drive in?
Like, what car specifically?
I mean, yeah.
Like, I think these questions are unfair for me because Miguel has known him a lot longer.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, I'll change it up a little bit because you guys aren't going to know what car I learned to drive in.
Yeah.
But what car did I learn how to drive stick shift in?
You've only had one.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Hopefully you guys get it right then.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
The Jetta. Volkswagen Passat?
What'd you say?
Oh,
the Jetta.
What'd you say?
I said the Passat. I'm thinking of
that's
other car.
That's crazy.
I'm thinking
Miguel.
Of other cars, but they're both Volkswagen.
Good shit.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I know my 2002 Volkswagen.
But
Jetta.
They're both Volkswagen. I just got the wrong brand. The wrong model, make.
Okay. I could say Adnan got the wrong date.
You learned in the van.
Wrong is wrong.
You
buddy.
Learned in the van?
No. I don't know what I learned in, to be honest.
In a truck in Mexico.
I probably.
Yo.
Maybe.
My boy.
I simplified the question and you still got it wrong, Miguel.
I just got the wrong model. It was the right make.
Well, I don't even know what the point system
is. Like, I know my boy, the Jetta. I know his favorite color is black. And he likes all the fine things in life. I know him.
That's why I have my girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's the finer things in life.
We know Miguel equally, according to Monica. Moises knows me more, and I know her. I know Moises more. So Miguel knows nobody at this way. Miguel knows absolutely nothing about us.
Yeah, that's tough.
We know everything about you, Miguel. We know
that your colors. Your questions were rigged, bro.
We know your favorite color.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie though. The questions got harder.
What is this bullshit, bro? Who made these questions?
We're like, what was Moises' first meal as a firstborn child?
Peas.
Peas.
Peas and a Gerber.
That's crazy.
Miguel, what are you saying that for the record? For the record, what?
I'm open with what my favorite things are. So, of course, you guys know my favorite color is purple.
I mean, I'm open about my favorite things.
What's his favorite DJ?
His favorite DJ? Yeah. Shit, bro.
Hey, chill. Okay.
Hold on. Give me. Favorite DJ. Is it Dioro?
It's Wooly.
Miguel got it right.
Who is it?
Wooly.
I don't even know who the fuck that is, bro. Exactly. Who the fuck is a Wooly?
I mean, Dioro's in the top five.
Yeah. But that's not fair, bro. You're like,
that's also not fair. Atlanta doesn't even know anything.
I don't know anything about fucking.
What organ EDM. Is he missing?
The appendix, bro. Same as mine. Yeah, there we go. We appendix brothers.
Yes, sir.
Or appendix Liz brothers.
Appendix Liz brothers.
Yeah, appendix Liz brothers.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. What organ are you missing?
None.
Brain.
All right. The brain. Oh shit. Jeez. Monica in the back. She's like, your heart.
Damn.
You're missing a heart, bro.
I didn't even hear that one, dude.
For the record, though, Miguel has the biggest heart out of all of us.
It's been broken and corrupted. But
he also has the biggest pee-pee out of all of us.
I don't know about that one.
Hung like a horse.
Yeah, my boy uses it as a belt.
They call me young and hung out here sometimes.
Unfortunately, ladies, he can't use it because he don't got one. So
if you want to get young and hung.
Stop.
If you want to get young and hung, that's kind of, I don't know. That sounds kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah, so, well then, next topic, guys.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's crazy.
Oh, crazy.
All right, look, I don't remember a lot of things about you guys because I just, you know, heavy memory issues. Don't care about you guys. It's crazy.
That's crazy, brother.
I don't know. That engagement question was also like out of the blue. That's kind of wild.
Which one?
The engagement question.
Oh. I think that question was meant more to just to like call you out, Miguel, because you didn't want to go.
Didn't want to go. It's crazy. Like, it was my mom's birthday that weekend.
I got you a first class flight.
You couldn't pick a different weekend?
And then you were like, fuck your first class flight.
You couldn't pick a different weekend. Different month.
And then
anything. No,
there's a reason why that month got chosen.
Oh, really?
There's a reason why that date got
chosen.
What's
the reason?
Exactly.
That's his reason.
If there's a reason the date got chosen, he doesn't remember the date. That's kind of crazy. I'd reconsider that one.
That's wild.
Hey, you know what? Let's stop talking about his engagement.
Oh, yeah. He was. Yeah. It doesn't feel good, does it?
I mean, it's not towards me, so I don't care. Keep it coming.
Damn. And this is why we're here in person, because we gotta let our anger, you know, in person. At about minute 40, we're going to start throwing hands at each other, and it's going to be some Royal Rumble shit in here.
So, guys, it's October. You know what that means?
Besides, my birthday.
Besides your birthday, my birthday.
No, we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Okay, never mind.
It's Spooktober, you know. Halloween season. The best season of them all, in my opinion.
Yes, sir.
Really?
I mean, yeah. What else? What
are you saying? Are you saying fall is the best season or spooky is the best season?
I mean, fall is the best season, too, out of all four of them.
You hear that, Adnan?
Do you get that seasonal depression?
I'm depressed all year. I don't know what you're talking about.
Miguel has that year-round depression. What you mean?
He has that shit year-round.
Yikes.
He doesn't have to renew the subscription.
No, but fall's good. Look, it's not too hot. It's not too cold. You could still go outside and play sports. And, you know,
Miguel, what sports do you play outside?
Soccer, volleyball, basketball.
And he sucks at every single one of them.
I don't see you playing shit.
That's because I don't have friends. I don't have anybody to play with.
But you live in an area you could, like, go online and, like, look for local clubs and stuff. You live in a big popular area where you could just meet up with random strangers.
I could do that, but I don't leave the house. So that's a big problem.
Remember, introvert.
Exactly. Yeah. You know me.
Bro,
you're more of an
extrovert than I am.
No, that's him. That's this guy.
No, he doesn't count. He's on his own category.
Yeah. All right, then.
So, yeah, I mean, it's October, guys. Spooky season is upon us. Do you guys have any, like traditions that you guys do on October? Or you guys just don't give a fuck? You guys don't do anything?
So, I was debating with my siblings the other day, trying to figure out what number Halloween party this is. Because we tend to throw an annual Halloween party.
Yeah.
For my birthday also, low-key, because it's basically like a few days away from it. I think we're at number five. But the thing was, we did two. Then we started raving. And we would go to Escape in San Bernardino, which was during the same time we would throw the party. So we did that once?
Two.
Twice?
Pretty sure we did Escape twice.
And then COVID hit. And then we resumed the parties after that. So it's been 2021, 2022.
Oh, because...
that's going to be 2023.
Because I think what? Like the first one was when we were at Target?
That was the second one, I think. But yeah, second one was when this fool went, he was the pizza.
I remember the pizza.
The dreaded Halloween also, parties.
We had a lot of people.
Well, because you and I did Run DMC one year, right?
Yeah.
So then you guys were there 2 years?
Yeah, we did Run DMC. We matched. We did it two separate years. I think we did it 1 year. We like skipped a year and then we did it again.
No, but that's my tradition basically is, well, nowadays is.
And my boy throws some big ass parties and everybody starts crying at the end of the night all the time.
I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody
there's a lot of drama that goes down at every single one of these parties.
I remember
parties.
One at 9 was crying at the end of one.
Was that a Halloween party? Or was it just a...
I don't know, but you were crying at the end of one party.
No, yeah. I think it was a Halloween party.
No, it was just a random... maybe, I don't know.
We don't get that messed up at random parties.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we do.
That's you too, okay?
It's because you...
Yo, what? That's our tradition, I guess. Not that I want to sometimes, but yeah. Sometimes our friends are, hey, you throwing a party this year? I'm like, why are you asking?
You can just tell them to fuck off.
Damn, yeah. Hey, that those are your boys too, you know? Like,
I'm just saying, if you really didn't want to throw a party, you don't have to throw a party.
Damn,
and sometimes I'm like, why don't you throw me a surprise party, you know? Maybe I want to feel special for
you. I'm going to be surprised if you know about it.
Because I expect nothing from you guys. Okay.
And that's when you never get disappointed.
Damn. Yeah.
What about you, Moises? You do any traditions? Anything like that?
Nah, usually show up to Miguel's birthday party.
His tradition is showing up to Miguel's tradition.
I mean, not really. Last year, well, like on actual Halloween or like just in general?
Well, yeah, for Halloween.
The like, whole month?
Actual Halloween.
Do you go to the pumpkin patch, carve a pumpkin?
Hey, you already talked. That's my turn.
I'm just giving you ideas of things you might do that you don't realize are traditions, you know?
Traditions that I have? No, not really. I haven't been to a pumpkin patch in who knows how long. And I feel bad because Veronica's always like, let's go. And then I'm just like, yeah, and then...
It would be Veronica that would want to go.
And then the season ends, and then I'm just like, oh, well, we didn't go.
You've never taken your girl to a pumpkin patch?
I haven't taken my girl to a pumpkin patch either.
And look at us, we still have girls.
For the record, she's shaking her head behind the camera, guys. And I'm Zofer, too, today.
I mean, I'm sure Veronica shakes her head, too.
See?
Okay, look.
I would take my girl to, like, a maze, a pumpkin patch, maybe a haunted house, well, you know?
Maybe get one and then do it.
Damn, for real.
You sound like a brother. Last week.
What I'm hearing from you right now is you wanted us to do activities with our girls that you wish you could do with your girl, but you just don't have a girl, bro. You're forcing your activities on us, bro.
You're trying to live vicariously through us?
Exactly.
It's okay, Miguel.
Sips the beer.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to tell you guys you're bad boyfriends or fiances at this point.
Nah. Let her speak for herself.
Boyfriend for you, fiance over here.
Let her speak for herself. She wants to call me a bad boyfriend, she can tell me.
You want to say something right now? Just nod no. Yes, yes.
Yeah, she said she's nodding yes, guys. She's nodding yes.
That's crazy.
That I drove here. I don't know how she's going to get back. That's crazy.
Damn. She said she forced.
You know what?
He forced her here.
That's crazy.
Hey, for the record, I told you to leave her at home.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. You know what? Hey, we'll leave it there. Hey, the reason why I wanted to know traditions is because I feel like Halloween traditions, well, specifically like trick-or-treating. I don't know. I don't think it's like very prominent nowadays. I feel like trick or treating is like dying down. I don't feel like as many people are doing it nowadays. Mainly because like
COVID, brother.
Yeah, COVID. I think it did affect it in a big way. But like I see videos of people like just not even trying anymore. People just like get a bag of candy, they put it in a bucket, and they just leave it out there. They don't even like have people knock on their doors anymore.
Engage with them anymore.
They'll be like just take a couple and leave. There's no engagement anymore.
Like nowadays, it's like we leave a webcam there. Just to see if anyone shows up.
Not even, bro. People have like their Ring door cameras.
Yeah, just a Ring door. Hey, look, we had 3 kids today.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Because I remember like back in the day, bro, we would do it was always like a big plan like leading up to Halloween. Right? Like, all right, we're going to get together in a big group of like people, get together as friends. We're going to hit up these specific areas in the neighborhood because I know they got the best candy.
Yeah, you go to the doctor and the lawyer areas. Exactly.
The big houses because they got the big candy bars. And if we're like, we're going to avoid this area because you know they're going to fucking give you some shitty ass candy.
Or needles.
Or, yeah, whoa.
Huh?
I don't know.
Yo, what neighborhood are you living in, bro?
Never mind.
This is like, I'm not going to call him out.
Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, but I don't know. To me, like that tradition, I feel like has been slowly dying down. Obviously, Halloween is still a thing. People still like to do. I feel like the tradition kind of went from like the kids trick-or-treating to now those specific kids are now adults and we do Halloween parties and we do Halloween. That's like our thing now. But I feel like the generation of kids now are not really like trick-or-treaters nowadays.
Well, I mean, I just truly think COVID did fuck it up. For what, 2 years, 3 years, no one went out? And yeah. I think this year might be different. I think this year is when people are trying to be out more. I ain't gonna lie, I feel like I've seen more outbursts of people just being out more. So, you could get a bunch of trick or treat. I know last year I think I had 2 kids show up at my house. Yeah. I live by a school.
I mean
that's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible, bro.
And we had normal sized candy bars too.
Yeah.
I mean, you also live in a small town.
But I'm by a school, you know.
Yeah, I lived in an even smaller town, and you see fucking everybody in the streets, bro.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I feel like it wasn't COVID. Well, I mean, it had a part of it, but I feel like it's just more awareness of people. People might be more fearful of things, people poisoning their candy and stuff like that.
Where do you live?
Or just scared of things going wrong.
No, but it's true. I agree with him. Do you think?
Oh, my bad.
No, you're good.
The bigger thing I see now is trunk or treats. You know, you take your kids to
Like a little event,
yeah. School events. Trust everyone there, and that's it.
Do you think it's because, and this is gonna get dark, but do you think it's because of how unsafe it is nowadays, to be out in public? You don't know what will happen nowadays, because you see always fucking everything on the news, random shooting, random as areas where random shootings should not be happening. Now what's the next thing? Fucking people are gonna attack.
You also gotta trick or treaters, who the parents are now. Yeah. When we were trick or treating, who our parents were, and technically now the new trick or treaters would be we're the parents essentially, our generation,
right?
And how we would think compared to how our parents would think, kind of thing, and how I feel like that's kind of killed also general trick or treating.
You wouldn't take your kid out to trick or treat.
Oh, I told my kid to get out of here and go do your own thing, Come back in an hour.
Maybe I just want to have kids.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Actually, what I would hand out, and this is just me, there's these little Pokemon card packs that come three. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. I would hand those out. Not candy.
I'm surprised you don't want to just buy them and keep them.
True.
I almost did this week. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Miguel would get the good shit for himself and then get the Pokemon packs at the 99 cent store, the ones that are super holographic that are not real.
Yeah.
And then you could peel them off as stickers.
I might as well just go to the flea market and buy those at that point.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just go to the flea market and be how much for that stack?
Hand those out for Halloween. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
OMG, I got a full. No.
I'm glad you brought that up, Miguel, because I wanted to do another little fun thing with you guys. I wanted to rank some candies here. Since we're talking about trick or treating, I wanted to see what you guys would rank the best and the worst candies that people would give out as candy on trick or treat. We can start off. The very best and the very worst.
And the very worst.
And the very worst candies that people would hand out.
Okay.
On Halloween night.
I'm gonna be very biased here.
Okay, we starting off with worst or best?
I'm starting off with worst.
With the worst. Okay.
I swear, if we go, if you say something stupid,
Skittles.
No,
slap him,
mom.
Slap him.
Way. All right, let me.
Are you anti-red?
I'm gonna mute his mic real quick, guys.
No, I just Skittles are trash. That's it.
That's a hot take.
That's horrible, bro. There's so many more worse candies that you could have listed. I think that's just a personal hate, bro.
It is. I said bias. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head right now, I can think.
I can name one candy that I think everyone here is gonna agree with this one.
Okay, let's see.
All right, if no one agrees, you take a shot.
No, I think everybody would agree. I think the worst candy that you can hand out on Halloween is candy corn.
Candy corn. Okay.
Candy corn, bro. You think there's something worse than candy corn?
Almond Joy.
Oh, that is pretty bad.
Dude.
Damn, speaking of Pokemon packs, shout out Polly right here. This fool just threw random packs at us.
They went for each of us, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, but you think candy corn is the worst?
Yeah, candy corn is horrible, bro. Who the fuck likes candy corn?
It's a lot of people. It's actually one of the We got a
fucking fan in the audience right now.
It's probably one of the highest rated candies out there.
Highest rated candy? Who the fuck made that list?
People wait for Halloween to get candy corn.
You got
to
think about it, because it's seasonal. It hypes it up.
Okay,
kind of like Peeps. Nobody likes Peeps.
Oh, remember that? My coworker. Yeah. She loves Peeps only because they're seasonal.
Okay, fine. You guys are fucking weird to me now.
All right.
But let me say something else. One more.
Okay.
Just one more real quick. I have a lot more, but I'll let myself go. Black licorice.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
If you hand out black licorice, you deserve to go to jail.
Black licorice is, okay, now that I think about it, black licorice is definitely a lot worse than candy corn.
Because candy corn is just sugar.
You're not wrong. I don't see people handing out licorice for Halloween.
Yes, bro. If people hand out licorice for Halloween, and those people need to go to jail.
Bro, there's a whole stand of licorice at the fairs.
Really?
Yeah, bro, they don't even it's just the individuals. They're all fucking, they have the little lint on them already. They just throw them in your
they
bag.
They opened up the pack and they hand them out one by one.
Exactly. Or if they care about you at least a little bit, they'll get the little mini pack, you know? Mm. But usually...
Yeah, black licorice, I'll take it.
Yeah, black licorice is one of the worst.
But I mean, that flavor in general is just fucking disgusting.
I don't think I've ever gotten black licorice in my candy bag, so...
Well, then that's why you don't understand, bro, how bad that is. That's horrible. Like, red licorice is okay. Even the red licorice, I can eat.
Well, okay, but like, are you a Twizzlers kind of guy or a Red Vines kind of guy?
I'm both. Feels good.
Neither.
They're different.
Well, they obviously they're different.
Nah, but they taste like different, good. Though.
Eh.
Twizzlers are fake.
They use their own.
Say Twizzlers are fake?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. What do you have? What do you have? For worst. Worst candy.
Damn, I don't know. Anything coconut related.
Anything coconut? It's so disgusting. Almond Joy for sure.
Then. The Almond Joys are gross.
Yeah.
Mounds are gross.
Almond Joy is pretty bad. I'm not going to.
Fucking, if you give me Barritas from fucking like a Mexican, you know, this coconut, like the red and green. Oh. Like if you hand me that shit, I'll fucking throw it back at you.
Wait, they have coconut flavored Barritas?
That's coconut, bro. It's
wait, what are Barritas?
Shredded coconut.
Barritas. Are you talking about the correct Barritas here?
Not the cookie thingy. The like the little red, white, and green coconut things.
Those are not Barritas.
What the heck are you talking about?
I know what he's talking about.
So what the fuck do you... I mean, that's what I call them.
Barritas are straight up Barritas. They're literally called Barritas.
Well, I know,
they're
but I'm cookie saying... One. All right, whatever.
So you wouldn't like an Almond Joy?
No.
Yeah, you're right, though. I agree with you. I hate coconut, but I'm just saying you wouldn't like one.
I'm like, nah. You make it seem like you would even take it.
But
one that I don't like either is Butterfingers. Butterfingers, I think, is overrated.
Yeah, those.
Yeah.
Those things.
Well, I'll post it here.
I'll hand that out for Halloween, would you?
If you're in a Mexican paisa's neighborhood, yeah.
I would hand out Duvalines, not that shit.
Duvalines overrated, too.
Whoa.
Duvalines?
I'm sorry, what?
I don't think they're overrated.
Overrated.
I don't think they're...
Are you for real right now?
Yeah.
You're for real?
I don't think they're overrated.
I think that's the worst thing you could have said to me ever.
Ooh, hey, everybody out there, please put mazapans in my trick-or-treat bag.
Those are trash.
Also gross.
Those are trash.
Oh, my God. I'm definitely muting Moises' mic, bro. How are you going to say mazapans are gross?
They're gross.
What the? You too?
Yes.
That's wild. That's crazy. Hot takes right here, guys.
This is amazing. Yeah.
Like, that's probably top.
I agree with the audience right now.
That's probably top three worst candies of all time.
So there's a candy?
Yo.
But they're just fucking like...
I mean, it's more like...
Dry fucking, ass snacks, chalk yeah, and shit.
It's more like fucking like chalk for your hands.
I'm feeling personally attacked right now.
I think it unlikes them because they look like him.
Damn. I hope you guys get canceled by the whole country of Mexico right now.
Hey, hold on.
Mazapans are iconic, bro.
So like if someone were to ask me like, you're Mexican, but you don't like what? I'd be like,
mazapan.
Or like Duvalines.
Okay, I have a confession. I've never actually had a mazapan.
Oh my
God. Well, then how the hell are you?
It doesn't look
and have an opinion.
It doesn't look appealing.
Damn.
Like, people have opinions on shit they don't know about.
All yeah, right. But at least.
Yeah, but what? At least I'm being honest with you and telling you I've never had one.
So then your opinion doesn't matter.
Hey, but right. The Duvalin's crazy. I don't know why you don't like Duvalin.
What'd you call it?
A Duvalin.
A Duvalin.
Okay, how about
strawberry, chocolate, best ones together. I don't know why you don't like them.
It's yeah. Just sugar.
Okay.
Well, I mean, everything's sugar.
But I'm saying you're literally just spooning sugar into your mouth.
But it's good.
Since I'm going to spoon but you, but fun. That's kind of, I don't, never mind. Yeah. Hey, yo.
I got another one for you guys.
Like,
for worse. Okay. Yeah, no. We're going to keep going on the worst train right
still
now.
Still bad one?
That's crazy.
Hot tamales.
Disgusting.
Hot tamales are horrible, bro.
Cinnamon flavored? Disgusting.
Yeah, anything cinnamon like that is ridiculously Big Red? Disgusting.
You don't like Big Red gum?
It's cinnamon.
You don't like it, though?
No.
That's crazy. That's a good gum.
Do you like hot tamales?
I've never really had
it. I've never
it.
Had one, but let me just shit, give you an opinion.
No, the gum's different. It has a different. It's a different level of cinnamon.
Nah.
Yeah.
Miguel, cinnamon I think our audience don't like you, bro, right now.
I mean, that's nothing new.
Damn. You broke their heart, man. Hot tamales, though, dude. Hot tamales are nasty, dude. They're horrible.
I mean, yeah, they probably are, but Big Red gum's not bad.
It's also not great.
It's not bad.
It's also not great.
All right.
Okay, here's my last one. I had a list here. I just want to get rid of the
you had one
my
more?
List. I have a shit ton of worse candies, bro.
He doesn't like candy. Yeah.
This one, it's an iconic candy.
Okay.
And I'm sure a lot of people will not like this response from me. Tootsie Rolls, the regular Tootsie Rolls. I'm not a fan of Tootsie Rolls.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Like if I see them in my trick-or-treat bag, I'm trading those immediately because I don't.
Those
I don't
flavored Tootsie Rolls.
Those are okay. Those are
never
okay.
I've seen them.
Those like blue, green, orange.
No.
I'm okay with those. I think those
Tootsie
are.
Tootsie Rolls are nasty.
You know
what about,
like
about the dance though?
I just don't like them. Wait, what?
Tootsie Roll dance.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll. That Tootsie Roll?
No.
Okay.
All right. Best candy?
Oh, hold on. One more.
Yeah, I don't
know. I think for also a worst candy, Dots.
Yeah, Dots. Yeah. I put those in the same category as hot tamales.
Yeah, like Dots, Like, they just get stuck in your teeth, have no flavor whatsoever.
Jelly beans are pretty bad.
No, okay.
Well, yeah. I feel like that's the same concept.
No, but dots are like, invented to get stuck in your teeth.
I mean.
But dots are too. They're like the same.
Jelly beans.
You said same texture.
Yeah. They're just nasty. But once you start getting to the mystery flavors, like the earwax flavor and shit.
So first of all, why are you buying that one?
Because, dude, it's the roulette, you know?
You're just saying you're
we should try that on the podcast.
I'm down for that shit. Hell yeah.
Spin that shit, you know, see what flavor you get. Dang. Right. All best right. is Hershey's milk chocolate, hands down.
Hershey's milk, like just the regular?
Yeah, directly.
I agree with you, but the almond.
I mean, I like them both.
Yeah. Almond?
I'm an almond. I'm the almond guy.
Snickers are good too.
No, hold on. So if you had to pick. Regular almond. Or almond?
Almond.
Almond. Almond for sure.
So that's your guys' number one.
Well, okay. So I would say I would put it in the category. Chocolate bars in general, besides a few, maybe like Almond Joy, can be put in the worst. But like anybody that gave us a fucking king size chocolate bar, they deserve to get a smooch on the face.
Not if it's a king size Butterfinger. I'm throwing that shit back at you.
But I mean, like, dude, like you're getting a fucking king size chocolate bar.
Yeah, but it's something I don't like.
But you trade it.
Yeah, you can just trade it with
who? Nobody likes Butterfingers.
I agree with that. I don't like Butterfingers.
There has to be people out there, though.
Yeah, you can trade with Monica. She's saying that she likes Butterfingers.
This is why I don't like Monica.
But she's helping you out. She's getting rid of your Butterfinger.
Yeah, but
for
what would
you
trade for Butterfinger?
Are you giving me the
though?
Hershey's though?
Yeah, what would you give him back? Yeah, okay, yeah. She doesn't really like Hershey's. Right.
There you go.
Fair trade.
And now you got two Hershey bars.
She doesn't like Hershey's?
Nah, she thinks it's basic. She called me basic for liking Hershey's.
I mean, I call you basic for other reasons, but.
Yeah, true.
You're calling us basic? I don't know. That's a crazy take, right?
All right. So you guys putting Hershey bar at top. I'm not saying like top one. Are you saying like creme de la creme?
No, it's just on the best. It's on the best list.
I'm conflicted because there's one more I'd put.
There's no. We're not ranking. What's
just?
It's in the best category.
Best candies.
It's in the best category.
I'm stuck between
that. In no particular order.
Or peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, peanut M&Ms.
Yep. The yellow bag.
I know what color bag they are.
I'm just making sure.
I mean, they are definitely better than the regular M&Ms.
I mean, hands down, yeah.
I think for me, up top, I'm a Reese's kind of guy.
Same. I agree with that.
Like. Chocolate peanut butter, one of the best combos in the world.
Okay, but do you hate people that say Reese's instead of Reese's?
Oh, Veronica.
Monica, too.
Can we get Reese's? I'm like, yeah. Reese's?
Anybody that says Reese's needs to be put behind bars.
I guess we can visit our girls in jail together, huh?
Yeah, we definitely can. Just visit, what are visitation hours?
Jail or insane asylum?
Whatever's cheaper.
Probably the second one.
Whatever's covered under insurance.
I don't know, man. I feel like the second one has to be more expensive.
No.
I don't know. But I'm not saying it's number one, but.
Reese's are nasty, though. I don't like Reese's. I don't like peanut butter in my chocolate. Besides Snickers, but it's different.
I would say one thing that I would definitely want to add on the best list is Sour Patch Kids. I think Sour Patch Kids are fire.
Those are pretty mid. Yeah.
And also combined with the Sour Patch Kids, the Sour Straws. Anything sour like that.
I think for Sour Straws.
Sour Patch Kids are mid. Sour Straws are good.
Bro, what is wrong with you?
Concept. Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the best. That's it.
Do you agree with that?
Trolley Sours is the best?
Out of all the sour candy, Sour Patch Kids is the worst. Out of all the sour gummy candy specifically, Sour Patch Kids is the worst.
What else? I mean, I don't really know much sour candies.
I mean, it's just sour gummy worms like the Trolley brand.
I mean, Trolley has to be
number one top tier. Yeah.
They're like top tier. I'd agree with that.
The very berry flavors, the octopus ones.
The very berry. Yeah,
the little eggs. Ian, you know, little eggs.
Have you guys recently, I know you say you don't like Skittles, but have you tried the gummy Skittles?
No.
I think those are bomb. Those are fire.
I think fruit snacks are underrated.
Fruit, like the Welch's?
Like just any fruit snacks. Like fruit gummies? Like
I would definitely, that's something I would keep in my trick-or-treat bag for sure.
Yeah, like I'd give out Welch's.
I mean, those are good, yeah. But some are hit and miss.
I agree with that. I would also keep that.
Some gummy bear snacks are, the off-brand ones are kind of weird.
What's the Habiro?
Habiro? Did you guys hear about I've heard rumors and stories about bad experiences with Habiro, but the sugar-free one? Supposedly, those make you take a shit. Like, they give you massive, like, diarrhea.
I swear, that's the only one way to find out.
Like,
right?
Like, go to Amazon and go to the reviews for the specifically the sugar-free Habiro gummy bears. And you'll get a lot of stories about how people just fucking got diarrhea and just a lot of horror stories about them needing to go to the bathroom after that shit.
I mean,
well, think about it. You're making a sugar candy out of sugar-free stuff.
I mean, they're not sugar. It's gelatin.
Which has what in it?
Gelatin doesn't have sugar off the bat.
But what does the regular Habiro have?
But do you need sugar to make Jello?
No.
For real?
For real.
For real, for real.
For real.
Can anybody confirm that?
We got Master Chef Moises in the house.
when you make Jello shots, you just use Jello pack. You can have gelatin. Gelatin is flavorless.
Yeah, I don't know.
But when you make Jello shots, yeah.
I would have to double check this. And
I don't know, bro. I haven't made Jello in a minute.
In a month?
In a minute.
Okay, we got
forever in my life.
We got confirmation from Monica that it indeed has sugar.
Gelatin? That's what I'm saying. Gelatin does not have sugar. Gelatin itself, right?
Huh.
Wonder I don't know.
Idiots.
But normal Jello has sugar. She said sugar-free gelatin.
But you're saying if you're making a candy made out of sugar, it doesn't need sugar. Because gelatin is sugar-free. You're just introducing flavors and sugar to it.
Speaking about gelatin, I've had a few people put gelatin packs in my trick-or-treat bag. So,
not my man.
Shut up. No way.
I swear.
No, bro, where are you trick-or-treating?
You're capping.
My small town of Los Padres. Shout out Los Padres. Hey.
You know what I used to get in my trick-or-treat bags? The dipping sticks. You know what I'm talking about?
I remember.
The white stick, and the powdered sugar. Yeah.
Those, I thought those
were overrated.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about those. I don't know if I like those.
Because, like, at the end of the day, like, I just want the powder. The stick don't do anything.
But even the powder then is just like way too much. You complain about like something being too much sugar and that's
I'm saying like back then, like as a kid, you know, that's
yeah not now.
No.
Baby bottle pops.
Yeah.
Baby bottle pops.
Push pops are good.
Ring pops too.
Ring pops?
No.
Ring pops?
No.
I like them.
You don't like ring pops?
They're whatever.
Yeah.
Push pops are better.
Mm. I mean, you can push a push pop. You can put a push pop away for later. So there's that.
Exactly. And you can't put a ring later.
Do you guys remember the squeeze? Like those blue squeeze little tubes of like, they look like toothpaste.
No, that looks foul tubes to me. No, I never tried that.
Same. I don't even know what you're talking about.
The blue squeeze?
No. Fake? Really? Huh.
Okay. So.
Says the Duvalin hater, man.
No cap, bro. That's like staple. Matter.
Those are.
That's like me hitting my sabans, bro. Like.
Yeah, but you've never had them.
And I still won't.
Damn.
They're delicate, like me.
Get out of here.
So Reese's is up there.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
And then you guys said Hershey's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snickers.
Snickers, definitely up there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's it.
What about Twix? You guys like Twix?
No.
I think Twix are okay.
I will eat it if it's the only thing there, but it's not. I'm not out of my
way. I'm not saying like you go to it, but I'm saying like, so you know, it's not even part of the best.
No, it's not even close.
What about you?
I think Twix is pretty good. I don't.
Would you put it on your list?
I'd put Kit Kats over that.
Ooh.
I would also put Kit Kats over that.
All right.
Yeah.
I think Kit Kat and Twix have that whole different texture.
I put Snickers over that too.
I mean, yeah, Snickers for sure.
Yeah, Snickers is top.
I think for sure, like mine is like Reese's and Snickers.
I don't even see Snickers as a candy. I see it as a snack because it has nuts in it.
What?
Like it's more filling. You know what I mean?
My boy says he don't consider a candy bar a candy.
He said it's a protein.
It's bar. A protein.
He says it's a three-course meal.
It's a protein bar because it has nuts.
I did not say a three-course meal. Okay.
My boy says it has dinner, breakfast, and fucking dessert, bro.
I'm getting attacked. So that's it? Are we good? Are we good?
I mean,
any last second comments?
I'm questioning our friendship now. But
I've always questioned it.
Damn.
Wow, Miguel.
To this day.
Till this day. How old are you?
Is that a quote?
How old are you?
29.
Damn.
Bam.
Where are you going with that one?
That was another quote.
I had your back on yours and you didn't have my back. I'm sorry.
What are these quotes from?
Mine is from Kevin Hart.
What was yours?
Mine's just some random video.
I think yours is a boxer, Deontay Wilder. Yeah. He's like, till this day.
Yeah.
Till this day.
Yeah. I don't know what they asked him, but that's the answer.
Yeah. I don't know why, but you saying fight. Did you guys see the Logan and everything?
Brother, don't get me started with that.
The
wannabe
ass excuse of the fight?
I did watch it. I only watched two fights. I watched the Salt Poppy one, and then I watched the Dylan Danis fight, and that shit was horrible, bro.
Didn't only last one round? Like, or am I tripping?
What, the Dylan Danis? No, that went the whole way. But
yeah, but there was a brawl at the end.
He got disqualified at the very end of the last round because he tried to put Logan.
Yeah, no, I saw the whole thing. That was at the end?
Yeah, that was at the end.
Oh, that's boring.
He tried to put him in a guillotine choke, and then just all this, like the whole ring got surrounded by security and everybody else.
Yeah.
It was horrible. The worst fight ever. The whole like event was horrible. I feel sorry for the people that paid for that.
That was like what Danza, right?
Dylan Danis. He's not even a boxer.
No, I'm saying the Danza,
the Zan
or whatever.
Oh, DAZN.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, DAZN.
I think Salt Poppy got TKO'd or KO'd.
Yeah, he got TKO'd. They stopped it because Slim. Shout out my boy Slim. It was too much for him, I guess, man. I'm a Salt Poppy fan, but I'm very disappointed.
I don't even know who these guys are.
Influencers.
Yeah, influencers.
Yeah.
Just like us. Hey, podcasting. Podcast boxing coming soon. My boy Miguel. Oh, also Miguel, dude. This is your chance to defend yourself. Anthony, He says that you're not even in his thoughts, bro. Like, you don't even he don't think about you, but
you're over here washing
you're always
dishes.
Calling him out, and you're over here washing dishes, like thinking about him. Like, god damn, bro, fuck Anthony, bro, fuck Anthony. So this is your chance to call him out right now.
Yeah,
or let him know that you actually that or let him actually in your thoughts.
Yeah, or yeah, or let him know that you're like he's not actually in your thoughts.
That's one way to cope with things, bro. Just ignoring them. Yeah, that's a good way to cope with things. Yeah, he's scared.
That's wild.
Oh, so he's scared.
Yeah, he's scared.
Are you?
No, I'm not scared.
No, he's scared of you.
Yeah, he's scared of me.
So what do you say about the fact that he says that like you're not on his mind, but you're always on his mind?
Yeah, ignoring things is one way to cope with things, you know? Okay. Pretending it's not there, it doesn't exist, you know?
Miguel has a lot of...
Yeah, I have a lot of experience with this.
Yep. So.
he's truly experienced. Yeah.
He's an expert coper.
I thought we were cool, bro. It's going to be like that then, huh?
It's on site?
Podcast
it's,
boxing.
We're the main event of the boxing match.
That's oh, you guys are the main event. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even in the event.
It's going to be like a...
You're going to be the commentator?
Yeah, I'll be like...
Bienvenido, it's going to be like señoras. Manny Pacquiao against...
Rafa Marquez?
Yeah.
And who are you?
I'm going to be Manny Pacquiao from fights 1-3, not number 4.
But the result is going to be number 4.
Damn.
That's crazy.
The whole fight's going to be 1-3 and then
at the
end.
You want some 2 to it?
Bro, see me.
I'll take
see
a whole gauntlet now, bro.
See me in the ring, bro.
One at a time, bro. One at a time.
I just run around until you get tired. I go for the knockout.
Elimination chamber.
You're going to fight like Mayweather, huh?
Yes, sir.
A little
yes,
bitch, sir. Huh? That's crazy.
Damn.
That's why he has a long career, bro. I got you. Got
a long, worthless, crappy
strategize
career.
Like how the pros strategize.
Yeah, you want to park the bus, and you're one of those teams that parks the bus when the 1-0 lead.
Call me Chelsea.
That's crazy.
Call me Chelsea,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
Yes. Is that your middle name?
Yeah, and my last name and my first name. Call me Chelsea. Chelsea. Chelsea.
Now where you at?
Huh?
Well, now where you at? Spending $1.something billion in your dog shit ass team can't win a game?
I'm not even a Chelsea fan, bro. I'm an Arsenal fan.
I was like, I've never heard him say anything about Chelsea.
Waited through the league last year.
Yeah, no. We don't talk about that.
No?
All right, fuck you, man. We're going to stop
No. I'm building up the heat right now, you know, since you want to box too.
I'll box you, Miguel.
You can't run around the ring away from me. You can't. I'm going to put you into a corner, and I'm going to leave you in that corner on the
floor. I'll box you, Miguel, bro. All
right.
Ain't nobody put the baby in the corner.
You already told me your weakness, that you can't take hits. All I got to do is hit you.
That's if you can hit me.
It's easy, bro. I just got to throw hands. That's it.
He's going to bob and weave.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
I've seen plenty of YouTube boxing tutorials, so that's how I learned.
He looked up how to be a boxer. And then,
how to box correctly and properly.
Boom. Well, shout out Anthony, man. I'm glad I don't cross your mind.
Hey, you know, shout out Anthony for picking me as the smartest. I'm glad he had
that's how I know he has a loose.
I'm glad he had a
screw loose,
confidence.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, you're last on the list. I'm
what
sorry.
What the fuck?
Benon's like top one, I think. I'm 2, you're 3.
That's what I said, bro. I was surprised when no one said me, so I was very sad. Hey, shout out Shader Brown. Also, shout out The Lit Outlet for having me on their podcast.
Oh, that's right.
To, you know, I'm trying to get everywhere, Promo Los Compas. Trying to get us out there. We recorded a very, very fun episode. It's a new thing that he's trying to do. It's called the Brown Militia Podcast, where he has like different podcasters every week. It's not like it's not going to be like the same people every week. But shout out to him. Shout out Shader Brown because they had me over there. We recorded a fun episode with them. We're trying to get the fucking boys here, Compa Moises and Compa Miguel are being some shit too, but you know, it's very difficult with them being here in the Central Valley.
It's rough, but
it's very tough.
It's a little far away.
We got today.
Hey, we need to find some people, some content creators out here in the Central Valley to have you guys collab with.
We are the content creators of the Central Valley.
Yeah. I need to come to you guys here. In.
Damn. Sounds depressing right there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, pretty much, you know, there's a bunch
there's a Central Valley podcast.
Is there?
Yeah.
Did you listen to them?
There is. I actually, we should hit them up. See what's up.
They were at the pop-up shop in Merced.
I'm down to hit them up, bro. Because their podcast is pretty funny. They're always talking about shit that happens in Merced.
Damn.
Are they from Merced?
I think they're from Merced.
That's not a lot of good shit.
Yeah, Merced's kind of ghetto.
I mean, every city's kind of ghetto.
Central Valley, bro.
It's getting better, though. It is getting better.
You're going to say Merced's getting better?
I mean.
It's getting more segregated.
Well, then.
And on that note, guys, let's move on to the next topic, guys.
They're pushing their problems somewhere else.
Damn,
bro.
That's what you call it. Damn.
All right, I'm cutting you guys off there. All right, we're going to move on to the next topic, guys.
All right, boys, on the last topic of October. Well, I mean, two of us. Wait, do you like scary movies?
Bro, come
Are
on.
You serious?
We already talked about this.
I forget.
So
I
many
forget.
Damn times.
I'm glad that the question didn't come up because I would have gotten the question wrong. Obviously, spooky season is a very popular time for scary movies.
Yes, sir.
There's always marathons on TV. You know, stuff like that.
Unfortunately.
I'm curious. If you had to pick one series, world, you know, plot, whatever.
Like horror movie world.
A horror movie plot to be a part of.
Okay.
What would it be?
Be a part of?
Yes. You're in there.
Sorry, like you're living in.
You could be a main character. You could be a side character. You never know.
Interesting.
You could be the first to go. You could be the last to go.
Halloween Town.
Halloween Town is not a scary movie.
God damn it.
I mean, Calabar's Revenge.
We're talking like rated R here. You know, PG-13 minimum at least.
Okay. Well,
do people get murdered in PG-13 movies?
Yeah, they do. Okay, yeah, right,
it just doesn't show anything.
Yeah, it just doesn't show how it happens.
Off-screen death. Yeah.
Off-screen death. Yeah. Mm,
those are plot holes right there for sure.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, since you guys probably know a better idea, I'll let you guys go first. That way, it gives me time to think.
Okay,
I have to think of like
Miguel.
Anything.
I'll give you the honors since you came up with the question. I feel like you have your answer.
Damn.
You came up with the question, but has no answer.
Yeah, my boy's like, I got the question, but no answer.
I'm trying to think. You know, like what? I don't know, dude. They all seem kind of scary and rough, you know?
Yeah.
Well, no shit. That's why they're scary movies.
Look, if I were to choose a scary movie universe to like be a part of, I would quote unquote like have the best chance of survival. I would just choose the quote unquote killer that has the slowest walk speed. In this case, I think Michael Myers.
But he still gets you.
Because the people in the movies are stupid, bro. How do you let a guy that walks 1 mile per hour end up catching you and still getting to you? It just makes no sense to me.
I don't know anything about the movie, so.
And my boy, literally, his only thing is that he walks towards you and kills you with his knife.
Wait, is that the guy with the mask?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Myers.
The guy with the what's it called, the janitor suit?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. My boy out there, yeah, see?
Michael Myers. Guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Miguelito Myers.
So, like, there's nothing crazy about the world. Like, it's a regular old... Everyday life kind of thing.
Is he a guy or is he a monster?
He's a guy.
He's a guy.
He's a guy that kills people?
Yeah.
He's a psychopath.
And like I said, that fool walks like 1 mile per hour and somehow people still die to him.
Maybe,
so like I think,
maybe it's the charisma. He brings them.
He's got some real bad daddy issues.
Yeah, he does.
Real bad.
Well, you guys know more than I do. But okay, yeah. So that's what you're going with?
That's what I would go with. One that I wouldn't go with.
Saw.
Oh.
I'll take my chances in Saw.
You're a fucking dumb bitch.
You think you would solve his puzzles?
What's there to solve, bro? You're cutting off a piece of something or something.
Yeah,
you know?
But what if it was one of those where like that one scene where like you insert your hand and the only way to get it out is it cuts into your hand. Like you just like pulling out right away. Or
putting your hand into that acid.
Yeah,
that one was rough.
Or like the pit of needles.
That wasn't even. Oh man, I don't know. That one was.
See,
so you're really gonna take your chances with Saw?
Like the ones that you should avoid is Nightmare on Elm Street because that fool goes into your dreams. You can't really prevent that guy.
But if you don't dream, you're fine.
But nah, it doesn't matter, bro. That fool finds a way. That fool will make you dream. And then like Jason too. Like he also is one of those that like just walks super slow. But I feel like that fool is like supernatural.
Which one is Jason?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, he's a hockey mask guy.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Jason Voorhees.
Look, this just proves how
these are like classics, bro. These are like classics. Like if you're not a horror fan movie, I feel like you still know these guys.
I mean, like I said, that's why I'm questioning.
Because like
if it is them.
You know Freddy Krueger, right?
That's the guy with the claws.
Yeah, he's on the same level as Jason.
The only reason I know about him is because of the Nike Dunks that were made for him.
The Nike Dunks.
So you're taking your chances with Miguelito.
Yeah, with Miguelito.
And you're taking your chances with?
No, I'm not taking my chances. So now I'm kind of changing my mind. Now it's kind of rough. I'm kind of scared now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could go through the pain, but if it's to live, I don't know. If that's the problem, dude. I don't know if I have the will to live.
That's crazy.
That's a hot take.
Yikes. I mean, are we strictly sticking to like Halloween time movies?
Yeah. No. Well,
or just
you said
horror movies.
You said horror.
Yeah, you said horror.
I think I'll take my chance in like a supernatural thing, like demonic kind of thing, you know? Maybe like paranormal activity. No.
Yo.
I don't know, actually.
Nah, bro. You're going to get fucking tributed.
You're going to get like hexed or something.
Yeah, you're going to get tributed, man. You're going to get fucking surrounded by those like weird ass little.
That sounds better than being possessed, actually.
Ooh.
I'll take my chances with Halloween-y. Little cartoon video. Disney movie.
All right, we're just not going to take any of Moises's answers here, bro. Halloween-y?
Haunted House?
House on Haunted Hill?
No.
Ooh.
Monster House.
That one would be interesting. Monster House.
What is it? What's that one called? Left Turn?
Wrong Turn.
There you go.
Wrong Turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, there's a lot of those. Yeah.
Oh, there's that many.
There's a lot of them.
The premise of that one is people just go into areas that have humans that have been genetically disfigured.
Wait, yeah. So this is like.
Would you say like. Inbred? Yeah, inbred kind of thing.
Very similar to like, what is it? The Hills Have Eyes?
But that one was similar called the radiation. And, you know,
yeah.
Don't know any of these videos.
Movies?
The videos?
You've never seen The Hills Have Eyes? Bro.
Miguel.
Bro, that's not even scary.
Okay.
What?
Okay, and?
I think one movie that I think I would take my chance on, or one universe that I would take my chances on as well, is Chucky. Child's Play?
I forgot about Chucky.
Chucky.
Dolls going after you?
Bro, like, how do people struggle to fight against a fucking... I know there's, like, spiritual shit going on with that, too, but, like, how do people struggle with the damn doll, bro? Just kick the shit out of that doll. Fucking punt that shit. Do something, man.
So, I mean, is there a way to kill Chucky?
Yeah.
Yeah, burn that fool alive.
Well, I didn't know that.
They killed him in, like, every movie, no?
But then how does he keep coming back?
Because he keeps someone fucking... keeps fucking reviving
that. There's a revive button?
Yeah.
Not a revive button, more like a... All right, let me summon this spirit back into his body kind of thing.
Oh, so he is a spirit.
I don't know.
I don't know anything.
It also doesn't help that there's a shit ton of fucking Chucky dolls in production, so...
You can just pick one?
Yeah.
My mom made her own this week. Like a new one.
I know, I saw
them. Damn.
Oh, yeah, you guys saw in the video when we did the live.
So it looks like you're gonna...
She finished it, and it's... Yeah.
So you're about to summon one.
Yeah, you're gonna have to fight him off.
You're already living in
the
room. You have to fight Chucky off, bro.
I'm friends with him. What do you mean?
You have to beat Chucky off.
I paid him off.
Paid him off, man.
He's gonna go after you too.
That's crazy.
This could be our last episode of this podcast.
I really don't have any scary movies to go off of.
Because you don't watch him.
Exactly. So
because you're boring.
Well.
The Nun?
You're boring, bro. You're like Monica. She doesn't like scary movies either.
Poltergeist?
Hey, no, last night
though. Shout out to Monica.
You know how I always say that like I'm trying to find this like horror movie that fucks with me?
Did you find it?
I don't think I found it, but I think I found one. And yesterday we watched a movie called Talk to Me. I don't know if you heard that one.
No.
Here we go?
No.
No? I don't know, maybe. But so this movie was directed by YouTubers. I don't know if you've heard of the YouTube channel called Raka Raka.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know them.
Yeah.
You don't know their movie, though.
That's their movie? Yeah, I don't know what it was called, but I knew they put out a movie.
So yeah, they made a horror movie called Talk to Me. And it's about this hand, and you hold the hand, and when you say talk to me, you see like a spirit. When you see, you say talk to me, but you also say let me in, and then they like take control of your body. But we watched that movie yesterday, and that, I wouldn't say that like it scared me, but that movie literally, it made me feel uncomfortable.
It still has her shook. Look at her. She's shaking right now.
Yeah.
Why would you let it in?
Tell the people in the movie, bro. I don't know. That movie legit, it pissed me off, but like in a good way. It made me more into the movie.
So overall, it was a good movie.
It was a very good movie. It made me feel very uncomfortable, and I recommend anybody watch that movie if you're into horror movies. It's one of the best ones out there for sure. Shout out Raka Raka.
Hard pass.
Well, nah, bro, you gotta watch it.
I'm trying to think of
what? As Above, So Below.
No. It was the I can't remember the name of it, but it was they went to Mexico.
Constantine.
It was a group of them. And
this will cause out the weirdest horror non-horror movies ever.
I know.
Bro.
I'm just ignoring him at this point. And the spirit was with them, and like it was Truth or Dare. That's the movie.
Truth or Dare. Yeah.
I'll take my chances there.
Those are like the not scary, but just like fun type to watch movies.
It was kind of it was weird.
You guys define fun as a very weird concept.
It was fun.
Horror movies can be fun to watch.
No,
because the truths are crazy and the dares are crazy.
Yeah.
Well, to answer your question, Miguel, I'm not joining any world. I'll just stay.
This was just gonna stay non-existent. He's not gonna. But what if you're forced to be in one?
I don't know any. Like, I don't even know what my best chances are for anything.
You know some, bro.
You don't have chances.
I'm just fucked regardless. Yeah. Which one do I want to die in?
What kind of fuck do you want to be, you know?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
That's okay.
Throw him in Scream, bro. Throw him in Scream.
We'll turn Moises into a horror movie watcher one day, eventually. No, all we got to do is take him to Mexico, get him cleansed, and we'll be set.
Is that all it takes?
That's all it takes, right, bro. That's all it takes. We have one more special thing planned for everybody. We got some fucking...
smelling.
We got some bad salts here, guys. We're gonna sniff some bad salts.
We're not taking bad salts.
All right, we're not taking bad salts. But we got what are they called? Sniffing?
Smelling salts.
Smelling salts? Yeah, smelling salts.
If you don't know what smelling salts are, people use them at the gym for like an extra boost.
Clearly we're not at the gym.
They're used to also wake you up if you're unconscious.
Yeah.
Instructions said do not use if you had head trauma.
So I'm good then.
Like you just said, wake someone up. Like if someone like were to knock out because of head trauma, do not give them this.
I have head trauma though.
Oh
yeah. So we got some smelling salts provided by our host here and homie Poli, and we're gonna each take turns, take a sniff of the smelling salt, see how we react.
I don't know what this shit is, bro.
No, we have to do it. Poli has
something against us. First time we met him, gave me a Four Loko.
True, bro. That's crazy.
And now this time...
And he gave me the worst fucking flavor, bro. Freedom over you. That shit was disgusting.
And then now today, like, invite us over and then give us smelling salts?
Smelling salts, yeah. Next time...
And Paulie's over here like, hey, come have a beer. And then the next thing you know, it's like five beer towers, bro. Like,
hey, I'm all for that one, though.
I don't know, bro.
I'm all for that one.
On the next episode, we're going to be in a torture chamber with some fucking type of device. I don't know what it's going to be. Oh, shit. He also gave Moises a CPAP machine, bro.
It's fucked up, bro.
A portable CPAP machine.
That's fucked up, man.
Knowing damn well that this fool snores hella loud.
I already have one. Fuck off.
But it's broken, so now you got this.
No, it's not broken.
It's just loose.
Can you do me a favor, Paulie? I think you have to twist this off. Shake and squeeze. I don't know by squeeze, but... All right, so who wants to go first? Who wants to do the smelling salts first?
I'll get it over with. It's going to suck regardless.
All right, so everybody focus on Moises right now. You got to squeeze and stiff.
Holy shit. No.
Fuck.
No.
Yo, I can smell the shit from here. Damn. I'll get a little closer to the camera, guys.
Hey, we should have made the host try.
That went into my right nostril. All right,
we got fucking smelling salts, aka bad salts.
Hey, but it cleansed. I can breathe.
Yeah? Dude, my boy's eyes are red.
I can breathe.
Hurry up, I can smell it from over here.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Fuck, bro. Holy shit.
God.
Hey, it's hot in here
now. Holy shit.
It is really hot in here.
Yo, that shit went... I had no warning when that shit was going to go on my nose, bro. That shit just
honestly,
like,
I squeezed it so hard, it just hurt.
That shit went up my nose with no consent. Didn't warn me whatsoever. Jesus Christ. Oh,
all right, Miguel.
It does clear your sinuses.
I'm telling you.
Like,
I can
really well.
I can breathe.
I can breathe now. I'm good.
Nah, bro. Take
Miguel,
it.
Miguel, get a little closer to the camera. We want the people to see you do it. Dude, this shit is no joke, man.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? Your mic is kind of holding your nose.
Damn, that's crazy.
Miguel, you okay?
No, you guys did not hit that hard enough, I swear.
No, I did, dude. Trust me, that shit was next to my fucking nose, dude.
You didn't squeeze it, bro. I gave it a good squeeze.
My right side is cleansed. My left side didn't.
My left brain is like gone.
I think the smart thing to hear is to do the opposite nostril now. And that way it's even on both sides. No, yeah. Fuck that. I was like, I have to double think.
Mike, are you volunteering as chitty here or what? Because I ain't doing that shit. Yeah, don't shake that thing right now. Put it away. Put it away.
Put it
He's
away.
He's going back for
Put
second row. Hey, shout out Paulie, though. Give him another shout out. My boy hosting us. This has been an amazing episode. I wish we could do this more often, man. Like, in person, it just sucks that we all live so far apart that we can't do this every week.
You just got to move over, back over.
Shit.
I don't think I'd want to do this.
Buy me a house out here. Buy me a house out here, and I will.
We do a hype house. Buy a hype house, all three of us.
A hype content house? I don't know if all girls will like that.
That doesn't matter. We're the ones making it, though.
Who's asking them?
True, though. They'll need permission to move in with us. Is that's what you're saying?
Fact.
You need permission from your girl to do this?
To do a hype content house?
Te pegan.
A house is a big commitment, bro.
Are you not committed to us?
What are we offering? What are we offering here?
401k.
Rent free.
I bet.
Rent free?
Rent free? I bet. I'm sold.
But you got to pay the bills.
I'm sorry. I got to go.
You just got to pay for the fast-ass internet.
Miguel, you know damn well Miguel's not going to offer fast internet.
No. That's
can't get himself fast
internet. You're paying it.
I don't
that's
get it because it's
for
not
the internet.
Because that's not my house. What I can't get it because it's not offered in my location.
It
bro.
Is though.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It yes, is. Though.
It's not.
You want to bet? Though.
I've tried.
You want to bet?
But, okay, look. He's out of the house.
Yeah, he is out of the house. He's out of the house. I agree.
He's in the fucking.
So then you're paying for all of it, and then I'm just chilling.
Yeah,
I like it then.
Hey, let's go.
Damn. Well,
yeah.
I might not know him apparently, but
that was it. Today's episode's over. I'm done. Fuck your shit.
He's not as mentally abusive as you are.
Shit.
Hey.
Damn, guys. Well, dude, our first fucking in-person, not live, in-person episode. Like I said, man, I wish we could do this more often. We hope everybody at home enjoys our first ever in-person episode. We'll do this more often for sure.
For sure.
Once a year?
Yeah. It's something that we definitely want to incorporate a lot more. But, you know, whenever it happens again, it's going to happen again.
Once a season. There you go.
Once a season.
Next season, we'll hang out again.
We don't even have seasons. Oh, you mean like weather seasons?
Yeah. Well,
I thought you meant like podcast seasons.
No.
Yeah. No, we're doing podcast season 2 until episode 100. So we still got a long time to go for season 2.
We have 100 episodes.
We have a season 2?
I mean, we're already at 60. This is episode 60.
Is it really?
Yeah. Episode 60, bro.
Then how come we didn't switch intros?
Point being is, you know, today was fun. It was great. It's been real. Subscribe, like, hit us up on all the social medias, especially TikTok. We've been popping off on TikTok. We did a live the other day. It was pretty cool. But yeah, glad to see you guys. Glad to hang out with you guys. Miguel,
don't you ever look at me like that?
Miguel's like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro?
You know what, Miguel? Never mind.
What?
I love you. Me too. Thank you to everyone that's been watching us, listening to us. Miguel, go ahead and say some things.
No, I think I'm good.
All right, then. Everyone, you want to say some things?
Yeah, of course, man. Everybody that listens to us every week, man, whether it be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, TikTok, we see the support, man. We see the comments. We see everything. And just keep doing that, you know, keep doing that, because that's how we're going to get better. This is how we've gotten here so far. Expect a lot more collaborations like we've been doing, as you've been seeing on the TikTok, Instagram, socials. And subscribe to the YouTube channel as well, because, I mean, we're going to try to do a little bit more there. But stay tuned for the next episode. It's going to be a good one as well. But, you know, show some love on this one, because in person is a very difficult thing to do for us. So, hey, comment, like, tell your friends, your tías, your tíos, your abuelas in Mexico, everybody, man, everybody in general. Share this shit. That's it for me, guys. Miguel, I know you got something to say, bro.
No, you got nothing.
Nothing?
No. I'm kind of tired of you guys. I'm over you guys already.
Damn, that's wild.
We'd not be seeing an episode like this in the next year or two, honestly.
Yeah, probably, bro.
Miguel's like, I'm done.
It's nice having you guys here.
Hell yeah.
Make things easier.
Hell yeah.
It does make it easier, I think.
It does.
It's more fun.
It's also more fun to hold my... Restrain my fucking
head. Also, I like that I can touch Miguel, man.
It's more personal.
He's right next to me, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go get a tattoo.
Hey, down. Right. Shit, and on that note, guys, we're going to catch you on the next episode. We hope you enjoyed. Remember to like, subscribe, comment, all the social media, Los Compas Podcast, and we'll catch you guys on the next one, y'all.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego, baby.